What's up, guys? Welcome back to episode 3 of Yaki Talkie. We're going to be talking about game 1 of the ALDS today. Fenway Park last night, Friday night, recording the Saturday afternoon. Chris Sale came out in his first real big leverage start since probably the All-Star break, honestly. Came out, pitched 5 1/3, pretty strong innings, gave up 2 earned runs after he was taken out by Alex Cora. J.D. Martinez had a 3-run home run in the first inning off J.A. Happ to start the party early. And then the Red Sox added 2 more in the third to go up 5-0. And then Sale happened in the fifth, got pulled in the sixth, and gave up 2 runs. The bullpen did. Then another run in the seventh. Ricky Porchlights came out for the eighth, pitched the first 3 batters, got the first 2 outs, and then Kimbrel came in and shut the door. He did give up a solo shot to Aaron Judge in the ninth inning, but he was able to shut it down and strike out the side after that in the ninth. And the Red Sox pulled it out 5-4. Just some general notes from this game. This episode will probably be 10 minutes at most. Chris Sale was everything that we expected to see from him, and probably more, honestly. I was very worried about the velocity. Not that he needs it. He has it good enough stuff to where those sliders can get anybody out, and he really wasn't throwing fastballs as much as he was in the earlier part of the season. He threw a lot of sliders. He got a lot of swings and misses on sliders, working the changeup a little bit, and he was able to hit 95 on the gun, 96 on the gun most of the night. So Chris Sale is back, which is good for the great news for the Red Sox. If this goes back to 5 and he has to pitch again, he looks like a guy that we can depend on, Chris Sale of old. Mookie Betts played all right. He had a hit and struck out a couple times. Didn't get that coveted RBI, but he didn't really get any opportunities to either. Benintendi played really well. Probably the most underrated player on the Red Sox all year. He had a couple hits. Really got the offense moving in the first inning to set up that Martinez home run. And then obviously JD hits the home run. He didn't really do much after that, but that's okay. Let's see. I was going to say the bullpen is everything that we thought it would be. Terrible. They suck. Just an absolute heart attack. And I think Alex Cora, now realizing that, he's not going to be as quick to pull a starter like he was with Sale. As soon as Sale saw a little bit of trouble, he was getting up into the 90s, almost 100 pitches. Cora decided to move on to the bullpen and then paid for that decision, almost costing the game. So Brazier, didn't pitch well. Workman didn't pitch well. Barnes pitched okay. I wouldn't say great, but he did pitch well. Sandy Leon had an underrated night behind the plate, to say the least. He had five blocks on pitches in the dirt in the seventh inning, which was huge to keep it tied. But, you can't really ask for much more from Matt Barnes on what he gave you in the seventh. He came in through the entire inning, came in with the bases loaded, nobody out, with Giancarlo standing up, and the Yankees only are able to get 1 run out of that. So, you can't really ask for much more from a guy like Matt Barnes. And then I think Alex Cora made the move of the game, taking him out, taking Porcello, I should say, in the eighth, who's supposed to be starting on Monday. He still probably will. He didn't really throw that many pitches. He only threw 3 batters, so he should be fine for Monday. And then knowing when to turn to Kimbrel to make sure that Porcello is still ready to go for game 3. So Grant was actually at the game, and I feel like we should call him up and see what he thinks about the game, being at the game, any good experiences, fun experiences he had. So let's give Grant a call.
Hello.
Grant Haffenden.
Yes, how are you, Eric?
Good, you're live on Yaki Talkie. How's it going?
Pretty good, just driving back from Boston right now. Still, I think, reeling from the game yesterday. Trot Nixon. Yeah, exactly. Pretty fun yesterday for sure. Definitely one of the best sports atmospheres you could probably be around. Yankees, Red Sox, playoffs, doesn't really get better than that.
Cool. Is there anything that you noticed being at the game that maybe someone that was watching on TV wouldn't have noticed?
I don't know how well, the TV really gets it, but it was loud. And it was loud for the whole game. I mean, we were sitting in right field, right by where like the bleachers were, the bullpen was. And I mean, every other batter was Yankees sucks, or let's go Red Sox or something like that. And it was like every strikeout, it was just a loud roar of people. Every hit, it was a loud roar of people. It was something that like you don't get the same sort of deal on TV, I think, because obviously they can like mute the crowd sound or like change around that on the broadcast. But man, it was unbelievable how loud it was on every single strikeout, whatever was going on.
Awesome. Tell us about how you met Trot Nixon, your sweet prince, Trot Nixon.
I mean, like I texted you, I think, earlier today. It was cool. We were walking around Fenway. We got there probably like an hour and a half before the game. And we're just walking around Fenway, going in the shops and kind of just bringing the atmosphere. And, there he was with his wife and a bunch of other people helping him out, donating for his foundation that helps with doing a lot of stuff now with his hometown in Wilmington in North Carolina. It's affected by the hurricane and all that stuff. So, I mean, went up to him, talked to him a little bit for a second, mentioned to him that, I mean, he was my fantasy baseball team name for all last year, and I thought that was cool. No time for pictures. He was there, obviously, for donations and all that stuff, and a bunch of other people around, too. So got a quick chat with him. He threw out the first pitch, obviously, dead straight to Dustin Pedroia. That was pretty awesome. Seeing Trot Nixon. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Alright, any thoughts about the game or the series as a whole right now?
Any thoughts about the game and what else?
Or the series, anything to do with the series?
I think it was definitely good for Sale to get out there and pitch for as long as he did. We were definitely worried about the velocity for him going into the series, especially after his, starts and everything, and end September and whatnot. So, the first few pitches to start were around 96, 97, which was great to see, definitely. He just looked dominant. He looked like he had all year, and then the guy that we expected him to be. So, that was pretty awesome. And then, obviously, the J.D. Martinez home run, knocking over small children, just jumping up and down. It was definitely the loudest I've ever heard of stadium in a long time, at least, when that ball just cleared the Green Monster. So, I think the game itself was it started off really, really high. The stadium was rocking from when Chris Sale walked out of the bullpen, or walked out of the dugout to the bullpen to warm up. The crowd was already into it. And then, obviously, after about, the sixth inning when they took Sale out of the bullpen, of course, doing what they do best and sucking. And, then the crowd definitely got nervous. You could feel the Yankees fans starting to get back into it. But, I think bringing Porcello for that, two-thirds of an inning was huge. Definitely slowed things down, changed things up. Smart by Cora to take him out after the third battery stayed there. Smart to take him off there and save him for Monday. Start still, he'd still be fine. And then Kimbrell made it interesting again, but I think he does what he does best and shuts people down when he needs it. And so the series, so we're racing back home, hopefully get back in time to watch the beginning of the game tonight, but the series was every bit the part of it, I think, what we expected for a Yankees-Red Sox playoff series.
Yeah, definitely. All right, Grant, thanks for coming on, buddy. Have a safe drive.
No problem. Thanks for having me, Eric.
Peace.
All right, and that was Grant Haffenden. So tonight, Saturday night, you might not be listening to this on Saturday night. I probably wouldn't be. So tonight we got David Price taking on Masahiro Tanaka at Fenway. First pitch at 8:15. Big loss for the Yankees last night. Aaron Hicks, if he's not good to go, that's a huge loss for them. Defensively, Aaron Hicks is pretty good and has a really good arm in center field. So if there's a fly ball to center field tonight and Gardner's playing in there, look for the Red Sox to kind of test him. They might have to move McCutchen to center and play Gardner in left. I don't know if they want to play Gardner in center, like, for anything but necessity. So, yeah, I haven't really heard anything about Aaron Hicks, so hopefully he's okay. But, yeah, that would be a huge loss, obviously, for the Yankees. And I think you'll see tonight, the lineups haven't come out yet, but I'm thinking you're going to see Moreland against the right-handed pitcher, as well as, I think, Brock Holt for Ian Kinsler, who did not play very well. Played fine defensively, but did not do anything at the dish. So I think look for Brock Holt. Yeah, that's about it. You'll hear from me probably tomorrow evening for Game 2 recap, Game 3 preview. Going to the Buffalo Bills game tomorrow at home against the Titans. So that should be awful. Yeah, they stink out loud. They're worse than the Red Sox bullpen in terms of how bad they stink. So, yeah, I think that about wraps it up for today's recap. Let me know if I missed anything that you want me to mention for the next one, if you want me to do a player watch. Oh, yeah, one thing I do want to start is a segment called Get Off My Lawn of the Week. Just a really, any, like, really old journalist, could be a guy who covers the Red Sox or a guy who covers another team that just says something really ridiculous and stupid. And this week's winner goes to Peter Gammons, who tweeted, and I quote, "In the eighth inning of a must-win, what feels like Game 7 type atmosphere at Fenway Park, Neanderthal Boston fans chanting Yankees suck." He censored out the word suck. Apparently this is too bad to be on Twitter for a blue checkmark guy. And then compared that to them chanting Yankees suck to locker up chants at Donald Trump rallies, as well as equating sexual assault survivors to New York Yankees players. So, congratulations to Peter Gammons on being completely out of lost from reality. He used to be a great baseball writer, and it's really sad to see him going down the hill like this. So, congrats to him on the first ever Get Off My Lawn of the Week award.
That's true.
And, yeah, that's about wraps it up, guys. Talk to you later. Go Sox. Peace.
Sun is down, freezing cold. That's how we already know. When it's here, my dog will probably do it for Louis Bell. That's just all he know, he don't know nothing else. I tried to show him. Yeah. I tried to show him. Yeah. 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 Gone on you with the pick and roll. Younger flame, he in sicko mode.
Nathan's here with all the ice on in the booth. At the gate outside, when they pull up, they get me loose. Yeah, jump out, boys, that's Nike boys hopping our coupes. This shit way too big, when we pull up, give me the loot.
Give me the loot.
Was off the Remy, had up at post. Had to hit my old town to duck the news. 2-4-hour lockdown, we made no moves. Now it's 4 a.m. and I'm back up popping with the crew. I just landed in, Chase B mixes pop like Jamba Juice. Different color chains, think my jewelry really selling fruits. And they joking, man, know the crackers wish it was a noose. So and said.